Well, you're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. The Iraqi parliament has voted to approve the new government of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. Of the 328 MPs present, 177 approved the government programs and cabinet lineup proposed by Abadi. Sunni politician Saleh al-Mutlaq, Kurdish outgoing foreign minister Hoshyar Zebari, and Basha al-Araji of the Sadr bloc will be all deputy prime ministers. The foreign ministry portfolio has gone to Ibrahim al-Ja'fari. Outgoing Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has been given the largely ceremonial post of vice president. Abadi has requested an additional week to find appropriate nominees for posts such as interior and defense minister, since his first nominees were rejected by parliament. On Monday, Abadi's efforts to form a cabinet were hampered by last-minute wrangling over who should get what post and the Kurdish bloc's reluctance to join the national government. However, during his speech to parliament, Abadi pledged to resolve disputes with the country's autonomous Kurdish region. Let's speak to Professor Nabil Mikhail. He's with the George Washington University, and he joins us from studios in Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Mikhail. Now, it seems it's a government of national unity. Their posts are given to parties and factions. Different parties and factions, that is to say, from the Iraqi political scenario. However, how important do you think it is to keep the Kurdish bloc within this unity government as well?
It is important because this is how we can genuinely establish national unity. National unity is not a slogan you invoke. It is an exercise in political power. The question is how you can achieve a balance among the different interests, ethnic, religious, denominational, demographic, and at the same time cultivate the ties that could keep the Kurdish bloc active, participant, and not the least disruptive, to prevent any disruptive effect on their part. So this is something that will test the skills of the new government, its new premier, and also the collective effort. What seems to me now is that Iraq is heading toward the stage of a collective leadership. So it is essential to keep a stake for each group, including the Kurds. And I'm quite sure that the different negotiation skills, the survival political tactics, all of them will be applied and employed to make sure that Iraq has a government and it is a functioning government.
Well, of course, this comes at a time when Iraq is at a very important point in its history, specifically when you look at it being called the front line against the battle against ISIL, Takfiri militants. How do you see this national unity government translating on the ground against this battle against Takfiri militancy?
This is basically the $1 million question. This is the crux of the matter. First, it has to deliver. And by deliverance, I mean it has to pursue successful economic and social policies. The Iraqis have suffered enough. Iraq is a very resourceful country. So the paradox is very agonizing. How come that Iraq is not utilizing its so many talents and so many resources in advancing scientifically, technologically, and economically? So let the prime minister speak clearly and candidly before the parliament. Within a couple of years, I have to raise the gross domestic product of the Iraqis by that figure. Let us make a commitment for success. This is actually is more important than the military battle that will be waged or is being waged against ISIL, because basically ISIL can be isolated, as ISIL cannot really divide Iraq. So the Iraqis should pursue another important battle: the economic battle, the political battle. And I'm quite sure that if this is successful, we can speak soon about Iraqi armed forces, the army for all the Iraqis, regardless of their affiliation, being deployed in the areas formerly occupied by ISIL. This is what should happen, and I'm confident it will happen.
All right, let's hope so. That was Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University joining us from studios in Washington. Professor Mikhail, it's always great to have you with us here on Press TV.